I'm Daisha.
And I'm Faith.
And we are Women of Faith Podcast. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment down below.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
We would love to have you. Hey guys.
Hey guys.
And welcome back to our podcast. Welcome back. It definitely has been a couple of weeks. Yeah. We have been living life.
It's been busy.
Yes.
But we back.
We're That's back. All that matters. Yeah, we're back. So we missed you guys. And today we're going to really just talk further on our topic of really the importance of fasting, but really getting into the nitty gritty in regards to warfare, what that is. Yeah. Give some experiences from our life. But before we get into any of that, we want to continue with our personal part of the podcast, where we kind of just let you guys get to know a little bit more about us, our lives, what's been happening, and so forth. So, Faith, what you got going on, girl?
Yes, so what I got going on, it mostly has to do with, like, church-related. I just feel like I'm heavily involved in church.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I guess this time last year, I was the complete opposite.
Okay.
Maybe not this time last year, but maybe a year and some change ago, I was, like, not really involved at all. But now it's just, like, I'm involved in so many different things.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm really excited about is the young adult ministry. So I'm the leader at my church for the young adult ministry. And then I'm also on the praise team. So And
she
then
sang,
I'm also
y'all.
On the dance team.
She be singing and dancing, y'all.
And then I'm also on another ministry. So like I said, it's like before I wasn't like involved in anything. So
yeah.
Then I'm involved in what that's like four different things that I just mentioned. And actually another thing. So maybe like
oh wow.
Yeah, I'm a part of the announcements
thing. Oh, okay.
So it's a lot of it's just so funny because I was like, wow, like I'm really involved. Like this is a lot.
Yeah.
It's like church is like my life.
Yeah.
Honestly, church was my life growing up. Like, you know, my dad, preacher, reverend. And every Sunday, you know, going to church and then singing on the choir and then singing with my sisters a cappella before he would preach sometimes.
Yeah.
And also on the dance ministry. It was just like going back to the old days. Like, but it was like this gap that I guess I took from being involved at church. Kind of happened, I guess, when I went to college. You know, you're away from home, so you're trying to find, and I guess find what's for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited about that. God's definitely doing a new thing in my life. I still feel though, I'm in this phase of like transition. Mm-hmm. I still feel, I guess you would say like, I'm in this phase of like mundane, but regardless, having motivation in the mundane. So, like, even though I'm involved in so much, there's a part of me that still's like wanting more. So, and that's nothing wrong with that. Like, I just have expectation, hope for the future.
Amen.
And I'm seeing what I don't see yet.
Period.
So, ain't nothing wrong with that to have hope and expectation. But I think it's so important to be content where I am, be patient. And wait on God for what he is going to do.
Yeah.
How about you?
How about me?
I feel like I just rhyme. What he's going to do? How about you? Hey, I'm a little rapper.
I'm cracking up.
I ain't no rapper, but.
I'm cracking up. No, honestly, things have been really good with me. One thing that I have been praying for got answered. Yes.
Because I already know.
Period. Hey. But one thing I have been praying about was for a promotion at my job.
Yes, y'all. Let's give her applause. Yes.
Yeah. So I was able to get that promotion.
Yes.
I'm cracking up laughing at Devin smiling back there. But no, I was told that I had a promotion. I got the promotion last month. So honestly, I'm just super excited. And I'm just excited about where God is taking me.
Yep.
There are other things that I want to do in my life, in that area of my life that I'm working towards doing this year. So I'm excited about that as well. I'm really just pouring into myself. I felt like in the past I had put so much energy into other people in regards to business or things like that. And so I really want to pour into me, into things that I desire to do. And so I'm excited about that. I'm
happy for you because I just remember we was diving into our praying and fasting about this promotion.
Yeah.
And God did it.
Yeah.
So he is a good father.
He is. Okay? He truly is.
So I'm really excited and happy for you.
Thank you.
He did it.
Yeah.
He did it. So yeah. That's going to open up some doors.
Okay. Period. Period.
So let's dive in. I think this is part three of how the Daniel fast changed our lives.
Yes. And
more specifically with this podcast, we're going to dive into the importance of praying and fasting. So why even pray and fast? Mm-hmm. And so what I want to talk about is the passage in Matthew 17. And in this passage, the disciples, they were asked basically to help cure a possessed boy. But unfortunately, they couldn't do it. Mm. So, you know what they do next? They call Jesus because it's like, we can't do it. We know who can.
I need
Jesus.
Help.
So Jesus comes. And of course, Jesus does what he can do, and that is perform miracles. And so he rebuked the devil, which departed from the boy. The child was cured. And the disciples, they were just wondering why they could not cast the devil out of the boy and why Jesus could.
Yeah.
And so Jesus responds, because of your unbelief. And then he goes on to say, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed. And nothing shall be impossible for you. He continues and says, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting.
Amen.
That verse in itself shows us the importance of praying and fasting. Mm-hmm. It allows you to be able to cast out demonic spirits.
Yeah.
And not just that, but there's other deliverance that comes through prayer and fasting. And so I just wanted to share that passage so you guys get a sense of the why.
Yeah.
Why pray and fast. And there's other reasons too, but that's just one of the reasons that I was able to read about in the Bible.
So the scripture that I want to bring up is 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5. And it says, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasonings and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. So essentially what this scripture is saying is that we're not wrestling against human beings.
Yeah.
Wrestling against spirits.
Yeah.
And the only way that we can win this battle is in the spirit.
Amen.
And so one thing that I personally have learned in regards to fasting is that it truly gets you to a place where you're truly focused on God. Mm-hmm. And so things that you may not have seen that are happening in your life spiritually, in the spiritual world, you're able to see so clearly.
Yeah.
And God's able to reveal them to you because you're completely focused on Him.
Yeah.
And so in the fast that we went on, God began to truly reveal the things in me that I needed to pray against, to cast out.
Yes.
And so those things can literally go from anything from your childhood, your bloodline. It could be things that maybe you've gotten into, like this new age culture, you know, with, you know, the whole, what's it called, manifesting or, you know,
The crystals.
Yeah.
And the voodoo.
Yeah.
Just all different things that God has not called us to.
Yeah. The evil eye. Just the other things that have literally have become normal and made to think as though it's okay. These things set you up for warfare. Like we said in the last podcast, we don't want to make fasting an idol.
Yeah.
But you do want to make it something that you do consistently so that you can always be on alert spiritually.
Yeah, and even the Bible says when you pray and fast, expecting us to pray and fast. It doesn't say if you pray and fast, it says when.
Yeah.
So, that's very clear that God wants us to do this.
Yeah. And one thing that I also learned when it comes to prayer and fasting and also warfare is that we have to actively be Christians. And what do I mean by that? I mean that we cannot just say, okay, I'm Christian and leave it at that and think that your life is going to be beautiful just like that.
And changed and transformed.
It requires,
and it will, but we
It requires work.
Yeah.
it requires praying against things, mm-hmm. consistently worshiping so that you can literally block the attacks of the enemy. Yep. So those different things like praying and fasting, worshiping, it literally like sets like a shield Amen. Of protection over you Amen. From these things. Yeah. And that's what prayer and fasting does. And so, for example, one thing that I had to kind of really learn is that sometimes as Christians, there are situations that we find ourselves in that are quote unquote curses mm-hmm. that have to be broken. Like some of these things can literally be spirits and curses that have been on the bloodline years after years after years. And someone has to literally break it in the spiritual realm so that it does not continue to attack your family. Because it's literally that serious. It's that deep.
Yeah, and right now, what came to mind is football. And you know how in football, there's a defense, offense.
Yeah.
So think of it in terms of this. Offense is us taking action. So we're going to church. We're reading the Bible. We're spending time with other believers in Christ. We're doing the things so that we can grow in our faith. Now think about defense. In order for defense to happen, you're trying to block something. Mm. So we have to be on guard.
Yes.
And in order to be on guard, it's the praying. It's the fasting.
Yeah.
Those are the things that are necessary so that we can block the attacks of the enemy.
Yeah. Amen. And I definitely agree with that. I think that fasting literally is just that. It blocks it. Mm-hmm. And you're able to call things out. For what it is. Yes. For example, Faith talked about, you know, being timid and not really going mm-hmm. after things that God has called her to do. But she was able to see that in God fasting.
Exposed it. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it literally does open up your spiritual eyes to be able to see what is it that I need to break.
Yeah.
And being a little bit more transparent, just even in my life, one thing that I noticed that was a consistent pattern. That I spoke about in the podcast before was toxic relationships. And that literally was a cycle. And I knew it, but I didn't know it. Like, I knew it in the sense that I saw the pattern, but I did not understand that it was more spiritual than it was anything else.
Yep.
And so I literally had to pray against the spirit of delay, the spirit of no marriages. And like people think about these things and they think, oh, why would you pray that? That sounds stupid. Mm-hmm. No, you need to pray those type of prayers. Okay. If your life, if you've seen consistent patterns in your family, in your bloodline, and they have not changed, you have to begin praying against those things because it is a curse.
Yes. Very much well be generational.
Yes. Yes, and we have, like Faith said, we have to actively be on defense.
Yes.
Because the enemy will find a little way to get in. One thing that I also learned in this process is that there are so many things that we don't understand and know can be idols or can literally make room for the enemy that we think is very like, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and I really want to share a lot of the books and stuff that I've gained during this time.
Yep.
Because I've learned so much that I had no clue about during all of this. And one of them that I want to share that I have with me is called Unbroken Curses, Hidden Source of Trouble in the Christian's Life by Rebecca Brown. And this book is absolutely amazing. It literally goes into what curses are, the root of them, how they start, how to break them. What to pray, and it goes into just the different types of curses and different type of things that can literally be on your life that you have no clue about. And I think that as a Christian, these type of resources are amazing to have, and they're necessary, especially in the day and time that we're living in. Mm-hmm. We need these. So,
So one question I have, and it's mostly brought about because of a comment we received on our last podcast that we posted. Someone was wondering, what exactly are you doing when you're praying and fasting? So I just want us to talk a bit about that. Like, what exactly are we doing? So you can start and then I can just follow.
So essentially with praying and fasting, it depends on what kind of fast that you're actually doing. Mm-hmm. The fast that I'm talking about specifically was a fast that basically there was no food. Mm-hmm. It was only water from a certain time period. So for example, the fast was from 6 a.m. to about 3 p.m. And then as we got deeper into the fast, we basically increased that time period. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, I would say with that fast, because of the fact that you're not eating at all, you're totally focused on the word of God. Like this mm-hmm. actually being like, not this, you know, but the word of God, mm-hmm. the Bible, you know, actually being, you know, the true source of mm-hmm. your nutrients. And so you're not focused on food. Mm-hmm. You're focused on the word of God. So you're reading the word. You could be watching sermons or just listening to sermons. You want to just take away all the distractions. So not you may not turn your phone off, but you may silence your phone or right. stop watching certain television shows or mm-hmm. listening to certain music. You literally want to have yourself in a place where you're totally focused on God. So you want to make room for that.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with all you said. So yeah. like the reading of the word, watching sermons, even worship music. Yeah. That's something that we honestly were like playing worship song after worship song with one of the fasts that mm-hmm. we did. It was like all day. So making sure you're filling yourself up with things of God. So yes. the time that you would normally eat, instead you're filling yourself up with God yeah. through worship. Through prayer, through reading your word, through even reading a book like this, yeah. maybe grabbing a devotional and just asking God to just speak to you. Speak to you through the sermon you're listening to.
Yeah.
Speak to you through the worship music you're listening to. Speak to you through the Bible you're reading. Speak to you through the devotional maybe that you grab.
Yeah.
Speak to you when you decide to go to Bible study or the church service. Just asking God to just speak to you
yeah.
throughout the fast in these different ways. But you're definitely playing an active role in praying and fasting. It's not just waiting until the fast is over
yeah.
and waiting until you can't eat. Like, no, mm-hmm. or sleeping in the bed until it's time to eat. It's not that. You got to be doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be doing the things necessary for you to grow in the Lord through reading your word, through listening to worship music, praise music, spending time with other believers, just different things that are very important during fasting
yeah.
and praying.
And I know it can sometimes be hard to do that, like if you work a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. you know, job. So one thing that I would do is like play worship music during the day while I'm working,
yeah.
Even if it's just in my ears. And then when I'm done working, you know, I'll spend actual time, whether it be in the morning or after work, to actually read the word of God
yeah.
or listen to a sermon.
Yeah, we're not saying you have to do this every minute.
Yeah, it's not every minute of the day.
Just
like,
when normally the times you would eat, just try to replace it with that.
Yeah.
Or maybe you would do something, maybe scroll through social media, replace it with that instead.
Yeah.
So these are just different ways we're trying to give you guys to kind of do the prayer and fasting, because I know we got that comment, so I just want to
yeah.
make sure that was given like an explanation of what exactly we are doing.
Yeah, and I will also say like give a tip. You don't have to fast from social media, but I definitely would add that
yeah,
because it can be very
on.
Yeah, it can be very distracting, discouraging,
yeah.
And it can just cause you to not be focused on what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you can, I definitely wouldn't get on social media.
Yes, because social media, honestly, I had a while back, I just had to unfollow a lot of people that are not conducive to my walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
So anybody that's helping me, and of course, family and friends, I'm going to have them in my community on
yeah.
Instagram. But anyone that wasn't really helping me in my faith, I kind of just unfollowed. And I followed more influencers that are helpful to my journey with Christ. So definitely
yeah.
think about that too, because sometimes we don't even realize it, but Instagram can influence us in the wrong way depending
mm-hmm.
on who we're following.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we covered everything.
I think that we did.
Yeah.
So
hope you guys learned a lot. If you have any
yes.
other questions, feel free to drop it down in the comment box.
Yes.
And we cannot wait to see you guys next time.
Bye.